No, we don't want the television on, Thomas. Come on. Right, so Mummy's going in the kitchen to make a cup of tea. Come on. Thomas coming. Daddy's watch.
Daddy, look. Daddy, look. Look.
Daddy's watch. And what's this?
Lily's
watch. Mummy's watch.
Oh. Daddy, look. And this?
It's a watch.
You what?
How many watches are there? That's the watch Mummy wears when she goes out. That's the watch Mummy wears when she's in the house. And that's Daddy's watch.
That's your Daddy's watch.
Because Daddy's got two watches and he's worn the other one this morning. And he left this one in the bedroom and you've picked it up.
Oh, that'll jump.
That tells the time, Thomas. Look at the numbers on the clock face. You have a face, and there's a face on the front of Thomas the Tank Engine. Look, two eyes, a nose, a mouth. That sort of face. But on the clock, it's a different face, a clock face, and it's got numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And it's got hands. You've got hands. But the hands on a clock are a bit different, and they go round and round and round. Yes, you look at Mummy's watch and see if that has numbers and hands. It's a wristwatch, you wear it on your wrist. Yes. Shall we put it on Thomas's wrist? Shall we put Daddy's watch? There you are. That's your hand, that's your arm, and that's your wrist. And that's where the watch goes. The wristwatch. Daddy's watch.
Oh, Dad.
What are you saying, Dada watch?
Daddy watch.
Or are you saying Daddy's watch?
Oh.
What is it, Thomas?
Daddy's watch.
Daddy's watch or Dada's watch?
Oh,
whose watch is it?
Dada.
It's stuck. Oh dear, dear. Look, you can tell the time. Look. Shall Mummy put her watch on her wrist?
Oh.
When do we need to look at the time? We need to look at the time when it's time to get up, when it's time to have breakfast, when it's time for morning milk, when it's time for lunch, when it's time for a sleep if we're having one, when it's time for afternoon milk, time for tea, time for bath. And then what does Mummy say? Time for bed.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Time for bed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what she says. Come on, Thomas. It's time for bed.
Look.
Is it stuck? And this morning at playgroup, we heard that little girl say to her mummy, Mummy, you're always shouting at me. And her mummy said, I'm not, it's just we're always in a hurry, we're always rushing somewhere and you're so slow. We always have to be places on time.
There's a lot. And this?
That's Mummy's watch. And what's this?
There's a lot.
Daddy's watch. Yes. Look, in your Thomas the Tank Engine book, what can we see at the station? At the station.
What is this?
Oh, it's broken, but it used to play a little tune. At the station, there's a clock. Like when we do watch, it's a station clock. And it says, at last Thomas reached the seaside. The fat controller was waiting at the station. Thomas was right on time. Everyone cheered. Thomas, you are a really useful engine, said the fat controller. Thank you, said Thomas proudly. So all the passengers in Thomas's coach, Annie, were very, very pleased that Thomas had raced along the rails as quickly as he could and got to the station right on time. And the fat controller was there with his pocket watch. He wears a watch round his neck on a chain. Well, not round his neck, it's in his pocket, a pocket watch. And he looks at that and he's very, very proud of Thomas because he's right on time. The station clock saying 11 o'clock exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mummy's watch.
Oh.
And that's a strap.
Straps.
A watch strap.
Dada straps.
Oh. Whose straps are these?
Dada's straps. And this?
That's a clock.
Blue clock.
A blue clock. That's through the bathroom.
Blue clock.
Because Mummy's always late when we're going out.
Mum.
So Mummy has a clock in the bathroom so she can see.
Oh, is this?
What time it is.
Is this? Oh.
That's the catalogue. Let's have a look at this. There might be some pictures of clocks and watches in here. What's that up there?
What is
a clock. A watch is something you wear and carry round. And a clock is something that we have in the house. Or on the station.
And this?
This is a catalogue. Look. What have we got here?
Watches.
Oh, there's a telephone. Look at those watches. Look at those watches. Hello? It's all right. Recording. Right. Okay, are you going now? Oh, you are now. Right, okay. So I'll see you when you get back. Yep, bye-bye. That was Daddy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Thomas, at all these watches. Should we put the book on the table?
No.
Look up on the table and you sit in the chair next to Mummy and you can have a look. Look at all these watches. There are watches for ladies and watches for men. Watch straps.
two straps.
Straps hold the watch onto the wrist, don't they? And look at that watch. That's a child's watch. And who's that on the face?
Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Bear.
Is that Pooh Bear?
Yes.
That's a gold watch like Mummy's. And that's a Winnie the Pooh watch. Toys. Those are big watches, aren't they?
Mr. Rook.
Those watches don't have numbers going around the face like Mummy's. Do they? Are you comfortable there?
Lucy lot.
A blue watch.
Lucy. Like this.
Look at that. That's a watch with a yellow face and a blue strap.
Chuchuts. Like this.
And that's a clock with a brown strap. A watch with a brown strap.
Like this.
And that's a watch with a red strap. And there's a watch with a green face. What colour's that?
Blue.
Blue. And what about that?
This.
Oh, now look at all these. All these children's watches. Flowers. Look, who's that again?
Pooh.
Pooh Bear. And look at these watches. Who's that?
Poe.
It's Poe. And there's a watch with the Teletubbies. All the Teletubbies. And that's a watch with just Poe.
Little Poe.
Little Poe.
And this?
The children's watches with flowers. Look. This is your picture book. There's probably a picture of a clock or a watch in there. In fact, we sang about a clock this morning at nursery. What did we sing? The dickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, doing. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Thomas do. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock, the clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And what's that other song that Mummy used to sing to you? You used to be really tired at night. They used to sing a little song to you, and that had tick tock, tick tock. And you used to like it. It's called my grandfather's clock, and it used to say tick tock, tick tock. And you always used to smile. Tick tock, tick tock. Oh, Thomas, look, there's another picture of a clock.
Hello.
Yes. But I don't know whether there's another picture of a watch. In fact, there's a program on television in the morning that you like called Watch. And that used to be on when Mummy was a little girl, so that's going back.
Hello.
Look, what's that?
What is?
A clock.
And this?
That's a digger.
And this?
And that's a fire engine.
And this?
It's a taxi.
And this?
A helicopter.
And this?
An aeroplane. What does the aeroplane say?
Duck chuck.
Chuck chuck?
Oh, that was chuck chuck.
Yes, there were. Whack whack chuck chuck. What's whack whack chuck chuck? Two chocolates in the shape of ducks.
And this?
Two chocolates in the shape of ducks.
And this?
The Smarties.
Oh. And this?
That's another clock. Another clock.
Lemon.
That's an empty box. Oh no, it's got a clothes peg in it, hasn't it? The miser man's got to hang the washing up so we can do that, can't we? What are those, Thomas? What are those?
What are those?
Shoes.
And this? And this?
A swing.
And this? And this?
That's a potty. And what's on the potty?
Ooh.
No. What's the picture on the potty? It's a duck. Oh, look, who's come downstairs? Who's that?
No.
Birdie.
Oh, no.
She's crying, but you haven't touched her yet. What's Birdie saying? What are you saying to Birdie? Just be gentle, Thomas. Where's Birdie?
Where's the ball?
A bit frightened of you, Thomas.
Moo.
I know you're being very gentle, but she's quite an old cat.
Moo. No.
Yes, she's an old pussy cat. Another chair.
Daddy.
Yeah. Yes. Is she behind the sofa? Oh, what she's saying.
Hello. Hello.
Say hello to her.
Hello.
Oh. Are you trying to kiss her?
Hello.
She's saying meow. Meow.
Is this?
Hello.
Is this the bow?
Yes.
Oh.
pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. Are you listening, so I'll not pull her tail?
Mama!
Or drive her away. That's exactly what you're going to do. But pussy and I very gently will play. She will sit by my side and I'll give her some food. And she liked me because I am gentle and good. Shall we feed her, Eddie?
No.
No.
Well,
I think she might like some food.
Well.
No, you mustn't touch her when she's eating, Thomas.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow. What a lovely lunch. But it's not lunch, it's tea, isn't it?
No, Eddie. Nice.
Tell Purdy to eat her tea up. Tell Purdy, come and eat the food on the floor, Purdy. It's nice.
Nice. Wow.
Wow. It's lovely food.
Nice. It is.
It's Purdy's food.
Nice.
Sprinkle some biscuits on Purdy's food. She likes some crunchy biscuits. We like biscuits, don't we? And Purdy likes biscuits, but her biscuits are different from ours.
Nice.
She's enjoying that, isn't she?
Oh.
Gentle, don't touch her when she's eating, Tom, she might not like. Shall we leave Purdy to eat? Let's come through here.
Oh.
No, don't touch your tongue, please.
Oh. Nice.
She enjoyed that, didn't she? I think she wanted to go outside, and then she saw the rain, and she's changed her mind. Would you like to go out, Puss? I've opened the door for her, but she doesn't want to go. She'll go when she's ready, won't she?
Wow. And then,
no, Thomas, don't go after her. No. Come on. Thomas, I think you'd better go. Well, she's gone now, Thomas.
And Neville?
She's gone. Listen, Purdy could be a real friend to you. But she's just a little bit frightened sometimes when you rush up to her. She's quite an old cat, isn't she?
No.
She is. What's that, Thomas? Is that a car?
No.
The wheels are going round fast, aren't they? What's the wheels doing going round and round? Like the wheels on the bus? What's he doing? The wheels going round and round. Round and round.
And this?
The wheels.
And this?
It's making a nice noise, isn't it?
And this?
You're pushing the car on the floor. And the wheels are going whizz. The wheels are whizzing round, spinning. They're very fast, aren't they?
And this?
Look at the wheels whizzing round.
Oh dear. Oh. Oh dear. No, 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 no.
What are you looking at?
No.
The clock. Are you looking at the clock here? That clock.
And then?
It's the car. What have we got here, Thomas?
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Poe!
It's Poe. Teddy's in the boat, but do you think Poe might like to ride in the boat?
No.
No. Mummy's taking the animals out because I think the Teletubbies might like a ride in the boat. Oh, that's Tinky Winky. Poe, yes, Poe might like a ride in the boat. And Lola. Who's that?
To Paul.
Who's that?
Lola.
Lola. Teletubbies sailing in a boat.
Oh.
Well, four Teletubbies in Noah's Ark. And then look, we've got a boat here with Teddy in it.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Oh. Oh. Mum.
That's an aeroplane we can hear in the sky. Do you think the Teletubbies might like to get out of Noah's Ark and go into Teddy's boat.
That's a pool bear.
A pool bear. Yes. Teddy's got a nice blue boat, look. And it's got some floating rings on the side to keep it afloat.
Where's the pool bear?
Where's the Pooh Bear? Where have you thrown Pooh Bear?
No!
Is he under the boat?
No!
Is he in Dipsy's hat?
No!
Is Pooh Bear in the red boat?
No!
Is he underneath the red boat? Or is Pooh Bear on the floor in the dining room where you've thrown him?
Hey, Pooh Bear!
He was in the dining room, I thought he was. So Pooh Bear's in the boat. Do you think the Teletubbies would like to get in the boat with the bear?
Pull!
No, that's Tinky Winky. Can Thomas say Tinky Winky?
Winky. Where's the bus?
Where's the bus? I don't know. Shall we look for the bus?
No. Blue bus!
A blue bus.
And a red bus!
And a red bus. Which is the blue bus?
No.
No, that's the red bus. Which is the blue bus?
Blue. Beep beep.
Beep beep beep.
Oh, more Christmas. What's the deal?
Oh dear dear, has the door fallen off the blue bus?
Oh no. Beep beep.
Beep beep beep. And what about the red bus? Again, Purdy. Yes, hello, Purdy.
Ow.
Hello.
Ow.
Hello, Purdy.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, is that what you do when you see Purdy? Give her a big kiss. I think you would if she'd let you get near her. Right, Mummy's going to let Purdy out because I do think she wants to go. Let's open the door. Come on, Purdy. Purdy. As well, Thomas, because it's raining out there. Let's go and have a look at the boat. See what's happening with the boat. Where's the bow? Where's she gone? Seen it. Right.
No, wow.
And I think for a change, the animals that are usually in Noah's Ark might like a ride in Pooh Bear's boat.
Pooh Bear.
There's an elephant. And whoops, before Mummy dropped it, there's a horse. And there's a giraffe.
What
is it?
What?
Giraffe.
And this?
And that's a lion.
Wah.
What does the lion say?
Wah.
Again, what does the lion say?
Wah.
Wah. Good boy. Clever boy.
And this?
That's Dipsy's hat. So we've got four Teletubbies in Noah's Ark, and four animals in Winnie the Pooh's boat. Now, Winnie the Pooh can go in the red boat because that's small, isn't it? You said, trying to make your mind up about something.
Oh,
what's that? That's the racing car.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Did you drop the hat?
Oh no.
Can you hear Purdy?
Where's the bow?
Where's the bow? Where is she?
Boo!
Boo!
Bell.
Boo, bell. Oh, now you've bumped your head, haven't you? Oh dear, dear. What happened to your head? Bump. Bump. Are you telling Purdy what the aeroplane says? Purdy looks a little bit like the lion in Noah's Ark, but she doesn't say rawr. She's a fluffy cat, she's got long hair. She's got a ruff round her neck.
Where's the bow?
Where's the bow? Has she gone again? Where's she gone?
No.
No, she's not under the cushion, is she?
No.
What about in Dipsy's hat?
No.
No. And what about in the sailing boat?
No.
It's a ship. The big one's a ship. The little one's a boat. And this is an ark. She's not in either the boat, the ship, or the ark, though, is she?
No.
No, she doesn't like water. Thomas, be careful, you'll bump your head again.
Boo.
Boo. Teddy like a ride in the car, do you think? Is he going to jump in the car? He's going to drive the car. Is he going to drive the car, steer the wheel?
Mum.
Whoops. Are you putting Dipsy's hat on your head? We do look smart.
Oh dear, dear.
Well, you looked smart for a second before it fell off. Put it on again.
This?
That's the book about Noah's Ark. And all the animals.
Oh.
The animals went in two by two.
Oh.
Two by two.
And this?
That's an envelope. Are you posting the envelope?
Oh.
Look, the animals went in two by two. There were two lions.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Two rows.
Two rows.
Rawr.
And the giraffes, they went in two by two. Look, Thomas, one giraffe, Two giraffes. A pair of giraffes.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear perhaps went in Noah's Ark.
A dish.
The animals went in two by two, hurrah, hurrah. The animals went in two by two, hurrah.
A dish.
Hurrah. That's two horses. A pair of horses.
A dish.
And that's an elephant. Pull it apart. And you have...
Oh!
Oh, two elephants.
Yeah.
Two blue elephants.
Blue.
Two yellow giraffes, one yellow giraffe, but we pull it apart and get two yellow giraffes. Pull it apart.
Oh!
Two yellow giraffes. So suddenly we've had one giraffe, pull it apart, two giraffes. One elephant, pull it apart, two elephants. One horse, pull it apart. Two horses. And one lion, pull it apart.
Oh!
Two lions. So we have four animals, pull them apart, we have eight animals. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Noah's Ark looking very, very full. Four Teletubbies, eight animals.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, dear.
Blue boat.
The blue boat.
Yeah.
Put the lion in the blue boat.
Mum, mum.
Oh, the lion's driving the car, is he? The car's going vroom, vroom, and the lion's going rawr. You've got a picture. A belt on your jumper and three fish. Look at your jumper today, Thomas. Grandma and Granddad brought you that jumper back from the holiday, didn't they?
Oh dear.
You think the Teletubbies would like a ride in Teddy Bear's lookabout? In the correct boat. Whoops, the trouble is when we put Pearl.
Oh.
In Teddy's red boat, we can't see her, can we, because she goes in. Look, there's the Teletubbies in Pooh Bear's boat. And we'll put Pooh Bear in Noah's Ark. And we'll put all the animals in the blue ship. So that's going to be very crowded because there are lots of animals. You're too busy playing with your car to watch what Mummy's doing, aren't you?
Blue bus!
Blue bus.
Oh, what's that idea?
What's happened? Oh dear, has the door fallen off? The door's dropped off.
Bus, blue bus, oh dear.
Blue bus, oh dear. Oh dear, dear.
Oh dear.
Blue bus, oh dear, dear.
What a bow.
Where's the bow? I think she's hiding from you again, Thomas.
And this? And this, and this, and this.
What's what, darling?
It's darling.
This is Mummy writing something in a notepad.
And this?
Mummy's writing.
Oh.
No, Thomas. No, 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 no. Birdie's eaten that food. What did she think? She thought it was nice, did she? Well, there wasn't very much food there because it was the end of a tin. So he's going to open another tin for Birdie. picture of?
Bow.
A bow.
Cinderella's
bow. A picture of a pussycat on the tin.
Oh.
Don't try and pick her up, Thomas, she won't like that. She just wants some food, sweetheart. What's Birdie saying? What's she saying? Just watch.
Mama.
You sit on Mummy's knee and tell me what she's doing.
What's you?
What's she doing?
What's you?
What's she doing?
What's you? And this?
Birdie's eating her food.
Are
you saying Bow's food? What's Birdie doing?
What's you?
What's she doing?
No. No,
don't touch her. She wouldn't like that, would she?
No. Yes.
She's enjoying that, isn't she? She might not like you even trying to kiss her tongue when she's eating. Too late. Don't make lots of noise when she's eating. Oh, you brought the lion to eat Birdie's food. That's very nice of you. Is the lion hungry? That's right, you pop the lion down there. The lion can help Birdie eat the food. I'm sure she won't mind.
No.
I'm sure she won't mind the lion. Mummy's got a pair of scissors out of the drawer and she's going to cut these pictures. Because we've got a scrapbook, haven't we? We keep cutting out pictures of things to stick in your scrapbook. So Mummy's got some scissors. They're quite sharp.
Oh!
And she's going to cut
around
the shape.
Is this?
It's a pair of scissors.
Oh!
And Mummy's cutting round the egg, look.
And this?
That's a piece of box, cardboard box.
No.
Look.
It's me.
Now Mummy's put out an Easter egg in the cardboard box. There's an Easter egg. And now she's going to cut the chicken. The chick's a baby chicken. And what's it say?
Quack, quack, quack.
I think it does. I'm not quite sure. A duck says quack, quack, quack. Do you think a chicken says quack, quack as well?
Yes.
Scissors, they're quite sharp. You have to be careful.
And
look, and he's cutting very carefully round the chicken.
Nice. And this?
It's a picture of an Easter egg. Lovely. Thank you, Thomas.
Nice.
What's the Easter egg made from?
Nice.
Chocolate.
Oops. Oh no. Nice.
That's only a pretend egg though, isn't it?
Oh.
No, not in your mouth, Thomas. She's still eating her food. But you have to be very careful with her. When animals are eating the food, they don't usually like to be disturbed, do they? Look, and there's a picture of a chicken.
I want to
do. Do you think the chicken would like to get into the boat?
No.
Not with the Teletubbies. I'm cutting out these little pictures of Easter eggs. Put them into the boat with the animals and they'd have something to eat, wouldn't they?
Way!
What colour are the chickens? What colour are the chicks?
Two
chicks.
Two.
How many chicks are there? Two chicks and an egg.
Oh. Yep.
In your scrapbook we've stuck pictures of trains and buses and dogs and cats.
Whoa.
What does the doggy say?
Whoa.
Little house here. And look, what's there? Another chick. Another chicken. Oh, the doors are open. Let's close the doors. Flowers, what have we got? It's a house. And it's night time. The moon's in the sky. And the owl. But if we press that, oh, it's daytime. And the cockerel's there and the sun's out. What does the cockerel say? Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Ooh.
We're back to time again, aren't we? It's time to get up. When the cockerel's there going cock-a-doodle-doo and the sun comes up, it's time to get up. When the cock-a-doodle-doo goes to bed and the owl comes out and the moon comes up, it's time to go to bed. Are those the doors of the house? That's right, there's the sun and the cockerel. There's the owl in the moon. That's the pussycat looking at the flowers. Press the flowers down. There's a horse. Pussycat.
Oh.
And a horse.
Oh.
The doors are opening.
Oh. Oh.
Close the doors. Oh. And open the doors. Close the doors and pop. Open the door. What do we do when we want the door open? Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, no.
Knock, knock.
Oh.
You're going to knock on the door?
No, no.
And open it. And what do you say when you go inside?
Oh.
Hello.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Close the door. Then we go back to the house.
No, no.
Knock, knock. Hello. What do we do as we leave? We say bye-bye. And there's the duck outside, and it's showing outside. There's a tree and a bird, and there's a little bear fishing. There's a bunny rabbit on the swing. And there's a frog by the pool. And there's a squirrel flying a kite. There's a picnic tea with sandwiches and cakes. Bees, what do bees say? Bzz, 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 bzz. What do bees say? What do they say? Pussy bee, do what you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 bzz. There's another house in the distance. There's a teddy bear drinking lemonade or juice. And a dog. That's nice, isn't it? Isn't that lovely? think it's supposed to be a farmhouse. There's a fence. Knock on the door. What do you say when you go inside?
See ya.
See you? Oh, you're not stopping.
Oh!
Hello. Hello as you go in, and they might make you a cup of tea. They might make you a cup of tea and give you a piece of cake or a biscuit. And then after you've drunk your tea and eaten your cake and it's all gone in your tummy, you can come home, and then what do you say?
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll see you again.
No.
Bye-bye, see you again.
Oh. Oh.
Hello.
What was that idea?
I'll draw my terrible fairly soon because I think Daddy's coming home early today.
Well, don't walk.
Daddy's at work at the moment, but he said he would be home early today, but it's gone 5 o'clock, so... And tomorrow, Thomas, Mummy's got to go to work. So Grandma and Grandad are looking after you. But Daddy's got a day off because he worked at the weekend. So tomorrow you're going to have Grandma and Grandad and Daddy. Three people to look after you. Are you going to be a good boy?
Daddy.
Are you going to be a good boy for Grandma and Grandad and Daddy?
No.
No? Why? What are you going to get up to? What is Tinker going to get up to tomorrow? You've been a good boy today.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear? Oh. You can blame Pooh Bear for whatever went wrong, I suppose.
What?
It's a choo-choo. Oh, pardon you, excuse you. What a noise. What do you say? Excuse me. What do you say? Excuse me. I beg your pardon. Do you think that's funny? Oh, Thomas, that's very rude.
Oh, poo.
Gently down the street. All done. You want to go?
Oops. No, no.
Knock, knock.
Oh.
Hello. Knock, knock. Hello, how are you?
It is.
Bye-bye. That's the book about Noah's Ark. Shall we read it?
No.
No.
No, no, knee. A knee.
On knee? You want to sit on Mummy's knee?
No.
Did you want to sit on Mummy's knee? Did you say knee?
Knee.
Knee.
This?
This is a book. Noah's Ark. This is Noah and his family. Noah was a farmer who lived a long time ago. He had a wife and three sons, and each son had a wife. Noah was a good man. He worked hard growing food for his family. Noah always did what God told him to do. Can you see the sun in the sky?
No.
What's that?
Hello.
And what happened? The rain came down and there was a flood, and Noah and his family and all the animals got onto the ark, and they sailed for a long, long time, didn't they?
No, Dennis. Oh.
Not the end of the book.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, look. You're giving Mummy a kiss.
Oh, oh, oh.
Look, look. There's a rainbow. When the sun comes out and the rain comes down, get a rainbow. So all the colours of the rainbow is purple. And blue, and green, and yellow, and orange, and red.
What is this?
That's a giraffe.
What is this?
Two giraffes.
Two giraffes.
Two giraffes. How dangerous.
All done.
All done.
Oh no.
Two giraffes. There are two penguins and two lions. And two birds. What did the birds say, Thomas? What do birds say? Tweet, tweet, tweet. We saw some birds this morning, didn't we?
No.
And we saw some bluebells and some snowdrops. When we were walking through the wood, we saw a lot of dandelions as well. Very pretty, weren't they?
Just a little.
Oh, choo choo, oh dear, what's happened? Is it broken? Thank you.
Oh, dear, I didn't know that. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
I'll just take it. Okay.
Choo choo choo.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Your Thomas book. It was a hot sunny day on the island of Sodor. Thomas was in a hurry. He was going to the seaside. I mustn't be late, Puff Thomas.
And this?
That's his coaches, Annie and Clarabelle. I mustn't be late, Puff Thomas. The Fat Controller will be waiting at the station. He raced along the rails as quickly as he could. At every station, more passengers boarded Thomas's coaches, Annie and Clarabelle. Hurry, hurry, I mustn't be late, said Thomas. He raced along the rails as quickly as he could. Thomas saw Bertie the bus. He had a lot of passengers too. Hello, Bertie, said Thomas, speeding past. Everyone is going to the seaside today, puffed Thomas. He raced along the rails as quickly as he could. Harold, the helicopter, whirred overhead. Goodness, Thomas, you do have a lot of passengers today. Yes, I know, said Thomas, and I'm in a hurry. He raced along the rails as quickly as he could. Thomas was getting tired. The coaches were hard to pull with so many passengers. Thomas puffed and he puffed. Oh, are you giving Mummy a kiss?
Oh.
You can do it. You can do it, said Annie and Clarabelle.
It is.
That's the coach, Annie. Clarabelle's the coach behind. At last, Thomas reached the seaside. The Fat Controller was waiting at the station. That's the station clock. We looked at that before, didn't we?
Yep.
We did. Thomas was right on time. Everyone cheered. Thomas, you are a really useful engine, said the Fat Controller. Thank you, said Thomas proudly.
Oops, a deal.
Hurry, we mustn't be late. That sounds like Mummy, doesn't it? What does Mummy say when we're going up and downstairs? Quick, quick.
Wait, wait.
Quick, quick. Quick, quick, we're in a hurry.
Wait, wait.
We're in a rush.
Rush.
So we're always rushing, aren't we?
No.
I think we are. Rush.
No.
Quick, quick, Thomas, we're in a rush.
Wait, wait. Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
What's that, sweetheart?
Is it?
What's that, darling? That's the propeller on the helicopter. Let Mummy find the key and we'll wind it up and watch it go along the floor. The helicopter doesn't race along the rails, does it? The helicopter whirs in the sky. Helicopter flies in the sky. Thomas the Tank Engine was taking lots of people on his train for a day out at the seaside. And lots of people go for holidays on the beach. And they go on an aeroplane, don't they, to get there. Right, so we've wound it up. Propellers are on, stand back. Ooh. Oh dear. Crash. Oh dear, crash. To wind up the helicopter, would you? That's right, go ahead and put the key in. That's clever. That's clever.
Oops. Oh no. And this?
That's the key to wind up the helicopter so that the propeller goes round. On the floor, Thomas, really, so it's just some like together, doesn't it? It's the key. That's right, pop it in, turn it round, turn the key. Mummy's looking at the clock now.
Like
this? Mummy's looking at her watch. And it's 5:15.
Lou, I'm in here!
What's Mummy looking at?
Lou.
Blue balloon, oh dear dear. Did the balloon hit the clock? Blue balloon, oh dear. No, the first time was an accident, that. You're a cheeky, 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 cheeky little boy. Yes. No, don't keep aiming at the clock.
Oh.